Imagine yourself, if you will, in the following position. You are the Prime Minister or President or whatever of one of the European Union's less wealthy member states. You are interested, reasonably enough, in attracting investment in your nation. One of your officials pitches the following idea. In return for a sufficiently large investment in your country, you offer one of your most treasurable resources, your citizenship, and the EU passport that comes with it. It looks, as revenue-raising wheezers go, an absolute foolproof belter. This so-called golden passport scheme raises potentially infinite millions, and all you have to do is hand over a document you can print as many of as you please. Of course you say yes. What could possibly go wrong? The only people unable to answer that question have been, as usual, those determined not to ask it. Among them are the government of Cyprus, which has this week abolished its golden passport scheme after Dimitris Siluris, president of Cyprus's parliament, was rumbled offering Cypriot citizenship to the representatives of a shady Chinese tycoon who admitted to a criminal record and wanted to apply for a Cypriot passport under a bogus identity.
Your Majesty, you think if we put a decent investment for our client in Cyprus, he and his family could have the Cyprus passport, the EU passport?
Yes, that is a very good possibility, but it depends.
Inconveniently for Mr. Siluris, the dubious Chinese magnate turned out to be the invention of his interlocutors, who were in fact undercover reporters from Al Jazeera, which broadcast footage of their meeting earlier this week.
What happens if tomorrow morning we wake up and we see a headline in BBC or The Guardian or any other newspaper that about the meeting and how easy it is to see the member of the speaker of the parliament?
Mr. Siluris gamely tried floating the line that he was playing along in order to elicit information to be passed responsibly along to the authorities, but this was greeted with the incredulous mockery it merited, and he is now clearing his desk. This is obviously a fantastic score by Al Jazeera, whose wider coverage of who Cyprus has been selling its passports to is worth looking into, especially if you live in Cyprus and are concerned about who might be moving into the high-walled compound next door. Al Jazeera's investigators have discovered dozens of cases of Cypriot citizenship being granted to people who are either actual convicted criminals or less definably dodgy types known by the glorious euphemism politically exposed person. This translates broadly as former occupant of public office whose colossal personal wealth appears somewhat incommensurate with their notably more modest declared income. A Cypriot passport is indeed a thing of value. Aside from the right to live and work freely within the EU, it permits visa-free travel to 174 countries in total. It ranks highly in indexes of passport power, alongside those issued by the likes of Estonia, Liechtenstein, Croatia, and Monaco. If you've made your fortune somewhere like Russia, China, or Ukraine, the commonest nationalities, it turns out, of aspiring Cypriots, then it's easy to see how the asking price of 2.15 million euros looks a bargain, especially when it's an investment, not a purchase. You might even turn a profit on the transaction.
If there is a problem in Cyprus, and maybe we can go to another European country with the contacts I have with presidents of parliament.
But Cyprus is not alone in putting its passports up for sale. Indeed, at 2.15 million euros, Cyprus is at the ritzier end of the market. If you don't have quite that much lying around, you can become a citizen of Antigua and Barbuda by kicking a mere $100,000 into the National Development Fund. You can make yourself a Dominican by buying a $200,000 house. And right now, about that, we'll pay for a three-bedroom hillside villa in glorious gardens just north of the capital, Roseau. Needs a lick of paint and the kitchen looks a bit tired, but it'd scrub up well and the views are splendid. If you've ever fancied regarding yourself as a Montenegrin, and you could do worse, it's a lovely country, that'll be $274,000, give or take. You may consider yourself Bulgarian for just north of $500,000. There are many other options at varying prices. By some estimates, at least half the world's nations now offer some path to paid-for citizenship, and it has become a big business. For the Pacific Island nation of Vanuatu, selling citizenship at $130,000 a go, mostly to Chinese people who never actually visit Vanuatu and may not even be able to point to it on a map, has become its government's biggest source of revenue. For a country which didn't even issue passports to Vanuatuans until independence in 1980, it has been quite the journey. There are, of course, any number of reasons why a person might seek a supplementary citizenship which don't involve opaque financial regulation or lack of extradition treaties. But if ever a trade might have been designed to encourage, facilitate, or disguise corruption, it is this one. And the government which claims otherwise is kidding itself and/or its voters. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.